Moving on now. Iran's foreign minister has called for a nuclear weapons-free Middle East, urging the international community to address the issue of Israel's undeclared atomic arsenal. In an article published on Friday, Mohammad Jawad Zarif has written that the nuclear conclusion between Iran and the P5+1 has created a platform for cooperation on nuclear non-proliferation. According to Zarif, while Iran and other non-nuclear states have sought to consolidate the non-proliferation regime, nuclear states, most of the P5+1 countries among them, have completely shunned their disarmament obligations under the NPT. The top Iranian diplomat noted that it's time to establish a new non-proliferation treaty. According to Zarif, such an accord should not only address WMDs in the hands of nuclear powers, but should also seek to disarm a regime in the Middle East that has undeclared atomic weapons. Well, for more on this, let's go to Pucallpa in Peru and talk to Max Egan, radio host and political commentator. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Egan, at the core of the comments by Iran's foreign minister, this message is being conveyed that if there was anything that Israel would want to use as an excuse to not rid itself of its nuclear arsenal, that excuse doesn't exist anymore. How likely will the world listen to this call for nuclear disarmament, especially the disarmament of Israel?
Look, I think the world should take it very seriously. Whether there'll be any result is another question, of course, but I think the world should take it very seriously. I think it's a huge step forward. And it's also a good demonstration of Iran's sincerity in their nuclear program, that they are the ones pushing for nuclear disarmament. You know, of course, we are going to see a lot of confrontation against this from Israel, because Israel will not want to rid itself of nuclear weapons, but Israel should be disarmed. It's very important that Israel be disarmed, because Israel is, in fact, the only state in the history of the world that has ever threatened to destroy the world if its existence is threatened. And that is a very, very dangerous situation for the world to find itself in. And I think it's a great stride forward, and I absolutely congratulate Iran on this step forward, and I praise them on wanting to push this forward, because it's a great step towards peace.
And of course, many believe that at the center of Israel's campaign against the conclusion of the nuclear talks with Iran, there's this objective of distracting public opinion from Israel's own nuclear arsenal. Why are the mainstream buying into this line of Israeli deception?
Well, I think so because the mainstream media is very much controlled by Israeli interests. I mean, Israel, as I said, they're the only state in the history of the world that's threatened to destroy the world if their existence is threatened. The Samson option is a very, very real problem for the world. And it's imperative that Israel be disarmed. This is the only state to have undeclared nuclear weapons and to not be facing investigations or condemnation for it. I mean, the UN hardly even mentions it. The media doesn't touch it at all. And that's the problem, is that the Zionists control the media as well. But with enough public outcry, I think even the media is going to have to take a step backwards towards this. I mean, Israel is failing in the international community. It shot itself in the foot with all the actions that it's done in the last 12 months. It's shown itself up to be exactly what it is, and that is a main source of instability in the Middle East, and indeed the whole world. And we need to address this. And I think the people of the world are going to exert enough pressure that there's going to have to be something done. You know, whether it's going to be they're going to disarm, I don't know. Perhaps sanctions could be introduced against Israel. They certainly deserve it, just for what they've done to the Palestinians, let alone everything else they've done. So I think with enough public pressure, we may see some sort of a change here. I suppose it also depends on what sort of a political regime we have in charge of Israel. The sooner the Netanyahu government gets out, the better. Perhaps we'll see someone with some sanity come in and actually be able to bring about some peace on this planet.
All right, Max Egan, radio host and political commentator. Thanks for your time there, sir.
My pleasure.